It's Marketplace Tech for October 6th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. First up, tell me if you've heard this one before. A big tech company is releasing new phones. It's not Sony and Verizon's Xperia Z4V phone. That launch in the U.S. was canceled this week. I'm talking about Microsoft. Today in New York, the company releases two new phones and new Surface tablets as well. Microsoft hasn't had fantastic success with its hardware, and the hardware market is just a tad saturated. But you know what? Sales are secondary, so says CNET executive editor Ian Scher.
The mobile device industry is one of the hottest parts of technology. And if they don't have any part of it, even if it's not selling very well, but if they're not doing it, they look like they're old and stodgy and don't get it. And so being a part of it, even if it's a small number of devices sold, is really important for them as a brand, as a company, and showing that they still understand where technology is going.
We are headed to Microsoft's event today. We'll let you know how it goes. One just wasn't good enough, so Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey gets to hold the relatively unique title of double CEO. He'll keep leading his mobile payment company Square, and this week he made it official as new CEO of Twitter. It may offer some stability to a company that has been struggling to see growth. One outspoken supporter of Jack Dorsey's return, investor Chris Sacca at the firm Lowercase Capital. Hi, Chris. Thanks for chatting.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool to be with you.
You got your wish. Jack is back. Why?
I think Jack has a unique ability to see the future of this product and inspire those who work there, as well as those outside of the company who work with Twitter, partners, advertisers, media producers. Jack is universally appealing to all those audiences.
Tell me a little bit more about how you feel about Jack's ability to run two companies at the same time. Twitter's at a really key moment right now. The company really needs to show improvement, and Square is getting ready for an IPO. This is complicated, no?
Well, the great thing is it's not a hypothetical. We just watched Jack execute as CEO of both companies for a quarter. At Square, he's managing an IPO process, which sounds like it's going extremely well. And at Twitter, the pace of innovation and product rollout has accelerated dramatically. We've seen the product redesign. The launch of Lightning is right around the corner from what we hear. We've seen polls launch, new commerce buy buttons, TV listings, and TV-centric experiences. We saw a VIT, very important Twitter user client, launched. All of this stuff is happening under Jack, and I've never seen the company move this quickly. You know, I do think Twitter was challenged, and it did a really poor job of telling its story to Wall Street and interacting with investors. I think Jack is a gifted storyteller with people both inside and outside the company, and I'm looking forward to seeing him execute on more of his plan.
Talk to me about Adam Bain.
There is nobody more liked, more admired, and more effective in tech than Adam Bain. You literally can call anyone and not find a negative word to say about this guy. And he's been with Twitter for years, almost 5 years, or just over 5 years now. And he grew the business from $0 to over a $2 billion run rate. And to see that guy in the COO role is a key component of why so many of us are excited about this transition.
So then why pick Jack as CEO?
Because I think Jack has the vision, has great deep product sense, and everyone admires him too. And I think the reason he was such a great pick is because bringing Bain into that number two role gives us the most effective team in the business.
Can you talk a little bit about what's going to happen with the board and what the changes will be administratively to this company going forward?
I don't know about any specific changes. What I would like to see as an investor is a more diverse board. I'd like to see more voices, people of color, women represented on the board. But I'd also like to see people who actively tweet and use the product from different walks of life, but who really deeply understand the product and feel engaged. I feel like our current board was detached and not necessarily in touch with the company and the employees. And I think Jack will be the right person to change that.
Chris Sacca, he's a Twitter investor through his company, Lowercase Capital. Chris, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks.
Tech company bus services like Compass Transportation continue to be a flashpoint for San Francisco's pressures. Cost of living, disruptive technologies, and questions about labor and social safety nets are in the news again this week. Drivers and union representatives are saying a strike could come any day now if more holiday time and health care isn't offered to employees. In the past, drivers have slept in their vehicles because they say the cost of living in the city is so high. Wendy Lee is a tech reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle.
I think the drivers that have received their wages, wage increases, are happy with it. They're employed under Compass, but there are some companies that do contract with Compass that have not raised the wages for their drivers, and I think those drivers would like to see a wage increase. But I think at this point now, the tension is really over health care and these other benefits like paid holidays.
How disruptive would it be for, you know, these drivers to strike?
It would be extremely disruptive. When the tech bus drivers pick up the passengers, they have to stop at these certain locations over a very short time window. So if a bus is stopped at one of these stops for a long time, that could create a backlog of other buses that need to stop at that same stop. Each of these long buses can fit, you know, sometimes they can fit 50 people. So if that bus is full, that would cause those workers on that bus to be late for work. And that would also affect these tech companies as well.
Wendy Lee, she's a tech reporter at the San Francisco Chronicle. Wendy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And before we go, Facebook has partnered with a French satellite company to do what? You know what? Beam internet from space, because we all know that new internet users often mean new Facebook users. What will the French satellite be pointed at? One continent, Africa. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.